welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of September 5th, 2011. In cryptid news, the forests in Calgary, Alberta, Canada are alive with the sound of Bigfoot. Todd Standing, the voice of Sylvanic Bigfoot Group, claims that the group has video proof of the close-up variety of Bigfoot in the area, as well as DNA proof to back it up. These extraordinary claims have attracted the Discovery Channel's Finding Bigfoot show, which airs on the Animal Planet channel. No word on when this episode will air. The DNA evidence will supposedly be confirmed or denied sometime in October. In UFO news, Bud Hopkins has passed away at 80 years old. Hopkins investigated the UFO abduction phenomena, which led to three books. Widely considered one of the biggest experts in UFO research, his work has led to uncover many of the more popular theories surrounding UFO abductions and related phenomena. In ghost news, more sad news, as the paranormal community also lost physicist and parapsychologist Helmut Schmidt. Schmidt was the research director at the Rhine Research Center in North Carolina for 4 years in the late 1960s and early 1970s. He did a lot of laboratory work with random number generators and extrasensory perception. In other news, flocks of ravens are swarming and killing lambs in England. Ravens are known to hunt mice, rabbits, and other small prey, and are typically scavengers of already dead prey, but are now attacking cow calves, lambs, and sheep. One farmer has lost over 40 animals in the past few weeks. Scotland and Wales seem to be the hardest hit, but attacks are happening all over the United Kingdom. The raven is actually protected from extermination, so farmers are at a loss as to what to do. Experts cite a growing population, lack of food and prey as reasons for the vicious attacks on livestock. And one little side factoid, while many people know that a flock of crows or ravens is known as a murder, they can also be known as an unkindness and a conspiracy when found as a group. Guadalajara, Mexico is the scene of a tragic event. A man and other witnesses saw a ferry flying when the man accidentally killed the ferry. The man then put the ferry in a glass jar mixed with water and formaldehyde and did what anyone else would do. He began to charge money for viewing the ferry. Jose Maldonado was out picking guavas when he saw a twinkling. The twinkling turned out to be a ferry that was on the ground. Jose picked up the creature and while handling it, accidentally tore off its leg and killed it. He identified the creature as his own fairy godmother. It's thought that over 3,000 people have viewed the fairy to date. Interestingly, there is a toy sold throughout Mexico that has an eerie, exact resemblance to the fairy. You can view pictures of the toy at the bottom of the story by going to paranewsinsider.com and finding the story on the Paranexus Anomalous news feed. The Higgs boson is the last major particle in the Standard Model in physics, and upon finding the particle would complete the theory. If the particle is found to not exist, then physics as we know it may get a minor rewrite and new theories would begin to take center stage. Researchers had hoped to confirm or deny the existence of the particle by the end of next year, but now state that they hope to know by this Christmas. Confirmation and observation of the particle could have a big impact on not only physics, but the completion of the Standard Model will allow physicists to postulate other theories that could help explain interplanetary and dimensional travel, which could in turn help explain UFO and ghost interactions. A South Florida family of gypsies was arrested a couple of weeks ago amid complaints that some people lost thousands of dollars in an apparent scheme. The gypsies had amassed over $40 million in scams, where they told people to follow their advice or bad things would happen to them. No word on if they have any idea what their fate will hold for them in court. Links to these stories and more can be found on the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus, at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions or comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.